I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Pregnancy is such an abstract event, going to have a baby. Until that baby is met, experienced, there's some shared stories. I think that it's hard for family and friends to understand the depth of love and the depth of loss and the need for support in the abstract. So I'm really encouraging families, when there's a loss, to come, even if they're 10 hours away, to be there, to be present, to experience the love and to experience the hurt and to understand how deep these feelings go. What a lot of folks may not recognize, and even themselves, they might say, well, I don't know why I'm so upset. It's just a miscarriage. I'm not very far along. But really, is there a love scale that measures length we've known someone or the size of their body or, you know, how long they've been physically in our lives? Or do we actually begin bonding and loving and preparing for children when we're little kids, playing house, playing dolls, playing mommy and daddy?
Cherokee, just what's your hope and kind of your passion? And then just say a word about the website resources available.
My hope is that we actually have less babies who die. I wish that people would donate money towards research and towards such events as that. I'd like to see more cuddle cots in hospitals. And again, they can learn more about cuddle cots from my website or emailing me, where babies can be held in and cooled. And the message is your baby deserves to be seen and held in your room and not to go to the morgue afterwards. I wish that we would do more work with our families who miscarry and acknowledge those as real babies. And, you know, for those who have infertility or don't have any living children because of losses or infertility, that our hearts reach out to them and give them solace and love and talk about the loss of their dreams and help people to, you know, feel held and feel loved. And I wish that we would slow things down so that when the news is given, people would contact our baby loss family advisors and get help birth planning and feeling like they're not alone and have an advocate to be by their side during that time, whether it's in person or on the internet, you know, through email or phone calling. I do that a lot with people. And my goal is that every single person who has a baby die doesn't have that baby in their arms, or children of any age, that they will not feel alone, that they know that they are loved and that those babies matter and they will always be the parents of these children.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.